There is a very large African American young kid.
Okay, now you're freaking
Come
me
on,
out.
That's...
I'm going to tell you, he's saying thank you very much for the patty melts and the cheeseburgers.
Okay, now you're freaking me out.
Huge guy. Young
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Young.
Jeez.
All right. Throat. Throat. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. What happened? Throat.
Come on now.
No, I'm being honest.
No,
who
I
is
know.
This?
Marcus. That'd be Marcus Palmer. He died...
Tonsillectomy,
and he was intubated,
really?
And the tube came out, and he worked for us.
Oh, get out of here. Oh my God!
A really big,
huge,
yeah,
a big kid. I mean, I'm sorry to
yeah,
say,
no,
it like
no,
that.
He was big,
but he was a sweet kid. He's got this.
He used to go get me patty melts and stuff downstairs.
Patty melts and cheeseburgers, but you must
the
have
Michigan
paid a lot
Inn.
For
his too.
With, oh God, yeah, because he's saying thank you for the patty melts and cheeseburgers,
right,
and he's right
out.
There.
You're freaking me out. He's right there.
Ooh.
Singing Dirty White Boy.
You're freaking me out.
Oh, no, he's a good kid. I like him. I got a real good energy about him.
He was a great kid. He was a great
Believe
kid.
It or not, he's become one of your spirit guides. You know, when people pass, they become your spirit guides. Okay? Mm. They actually guide you and bring you this nice aura of energy.
Wow.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just like him.
And you honestly, you didn't look that up or anything?
I
don't even
look that up.
I don't even know. I'm just
Come
asking.
Come on.
Just,
how the heck would I look that up?
I don't know.
I don't even know his name.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. I just want
to. And that goes back to what, 82?
82
maybe? 82
or 83.
Yeah.
Lord. Okay. Ooh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Look, I can't do this for a living. And really,
no, I, yeah, I know.
I wish I could in a way, but no, I can't. You know, listen.
Just make stuff up. That's going to be
I
300.
Wish I kinda could. Yeah.
You feel better? I hope you feel better. I'm going to need the 300 in cash.
No
charge
no.
for that. I Googled a bunch of shit.
Listen, when I was a kid and I used to come up with this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you learned
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was interested too when you first
how you,
felt
when you
something.
Felt it, yeah.
You know, I say this story. It was on Windy City Live, and I'm going to say it again. My grandfather had passed, and I was about six years old. And my mother had these photographs that she was looking at. I didn't know at the time, and she was on top of this chair, and she had this cabinet. And I just see her, and I said, Mom, what are you looking at? She goes, they're not for your eyes, my mother. So I said, okay. You know, so she puts them back in this envelope, and she puts it up on the top thing, and now she gets a phone call, and she leaves. So, of course, you know, I wait till she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I go. I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I see my grandfather dead in this casket. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and he really did look pretty good. He looked like he was sleeping. He didn't look scary at all.
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceful. And this beautiful blue suit. And all I kept thinking is, how could he be in there when he's here? I mean, I'm looking at my grandfather like I'm looking at you. And that was probably the first separation between spirit and human that I put together, because I did not understand that. I just took it for granted.
And not like an aura, like you really just saw him,
oh,
like
no.
He was really in the room.
Absolutely. And that
like
is
that just happened with Marcus?
Yeah. See him big. And did he ever wear jerseys?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. And his jerseys were tight, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I see his belly hanging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go. How would I know that? Because I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
But anyway, to make a long story short, that's when I first got it. And I had a lot of crap that came my way. A lot. And I remember as I got older, my father had a restaurant in Humble Park. And there was a group of guys that my dad pretty much raised. They all used to come into the restaurant. You know, they were all, you know, rough kids growing up in the neighborhood. And there was one, and his name was Danny. Really nice guy. He was in his 20s. And I was such a ugly, awkward kid. Oh, my God. And everybody used to, you know, make fun. I used to have these big buck teeth and skinny like a bird. And so he was the only one who was just such a sweet, sweet guy. And he'd always sit with me in the deuce. And he had patience for me. I was about 9 years old. Had a crush on him like you wouldn't believe, because this guy was just so kind to me. So anyway, I remember he was very good friends with Faggy Flynn's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to go to the wedding, but he opted to go on a hunting trip that weekend. And he's telling me all about it. I says, why don't you go? He says, nah, I'm going to go hunting. I says, okay. So I remember he said, okay, kid, I'll see you when I come back. And I'll tell you what I got. And I go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was never going to see him again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me how. I didn't know. All of a sudden, weekend passes. My mother gets a call. He was married. I guess him and his wife had a horrible argument, and she shot him with a shotgun. Dead.
Hmm.
I was devastated. When I tell you devastated, the one and only guy that was so kind to me. I mean, I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was interesting. One day I had a really tough time at school, and I remember coming into my own room. I was the only girl. I had three brothers, so I had my own room. And who is there but him? Do you know that guy guided me through my 20s?
Really?
Yeah.
And like there, like he was in your room?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Honestly.
Not like an aura?
There's no aura with me. I just get it. And I'll never forget it. And I would talk to him, and my mother would hear voices in my room. She would swear I was talking to somebody. She just didn't hear my voice. She would hear. She goes, who are you talking to?
Really?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you know, and then as I got older, I started to realize, you know what? He's my guide. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we all have that, you know, we really, really do. We have that. But I was very fortunate. But then I started to really start to keep a lot in because I didn't want to be called the crazy woman. There's a lot to be said about schizophrenia. I want to say that. A lot of times when I see people that say they hear voices and they get medicated, they probably really do hear voices. They just don't know what to do. And of course, you tell it to a doctor, they're just going to medicate you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Think about that avenue and that direction. How many people probably would have loved to have medicated me? So, yeah.
Right.
I kind of think about that. There's a whole big thing on schizophrenia.
Yeah, I mean, that
makes
sense.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think
they all act a certain way, kind of the same way.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You know, the more sensitive you are, people that suffer from anxiety, I think they also have that sixth sense because they are so sensitive to so much. They just don't know how to channel it the right way. And there's a lot of people that come and they tell me that. And I'll look at somebody and I'll be able to tell if they're intuitive or not. And I'll say, your problem is you don't know how to make it work for you. You're making it work against you.